I'm about to show you why conventional wisdom about retirement accounts could be costing you a fortune. Today, we're diving into one of the most overlooked wealth-destroying mistakes in retirement planning. I'm bringing back two retirees from last week's episode, Lisa and Mark, through their 25-year retirement journey, and uncover some of the hidden traps that could derail Mark's plan. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. So Lisa and Mark, same lifestyle, same withdrawal rate, but one pays $540,000 more in taxes over 25 years. The other leaves their heirs nearly double the inheritance. The difference? A wealth decision most people make without even thinking twice about the long-term consequences. So stay tuned, because this could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. So meet Lisa and Mark. They're both 65. They did a great job of saving for retirement. They just retired, and both think they're in similar financial positions. But appearances can be pretty deceiving. Lisa has about $1.65 million every penny in Roth 401ks and Roth IRAs. Mark has $2.19 million in traditional pre-tax 401ks and IRAs. At first glance, Mark looks better off. He's got $550,000 more saved in his retirement accounts, and both plan to withdraw about $66,000 net per year, or 4% annually. That's $66,000 for Lisa and $87,600 for Mark, because he has to pay taxes on his withdrawals. Both are receiving about $3,600 monthly in Social Security benefits, and expect 7% annual returns in retirement with a more conservative portfolio than when they were working. Same lifestyle, same goals, but the outcomes are dramatically different. So before we get into the episode, let's talk about wealth decision principle number one. The IRS is your silent business partner in traditional accounts, and they never take a vacation. Coming up next, we'll see how Mark's extra $540,000 saved for retirement becomes a liability, not an asset. Plus, I'll reveal the stealth tax that catches most retirees off guard. So don't go anywhere. So let's look at the first stage of their retirement, the first 8 years. They look pretty similar. Lisa withdraws her $66,000 tax-free. Mark withdraws about $87,600 but pays taxes. And that's about a 22% effective tax rate. Both are living comfortably, but here's where it gets interesting. Mark's account is actually growing faster in absolute dollars because he started with more. And by year eight, Mark has about $2.8 million, and Lisa has about $2.1 million. So Mark feels really good about his bigger nest egg. He's in a great position, but there's a plot twist coming. So wealth decision risk number one is required minimum distributions, or RMDs. At age 73, he's forced to withdraw money whether he needs to or not. And those withdrawals are based upon his larger account balance. I call this the RMD avalanche. At age 73, Mark needs to take required minimum distributions. His 4% withdrawal will cover his RMDs for the first couple years, but by age 78, his RMD will need to be about 4.5%. By then, his retirement account balance would be approximately $3.2 million, so he'd be forced to take $140,000, which is $56,400 more than he needs. And the thing about RMDs is they were designed by the government to get all of your money out of your retirement accounts by the time you die so that the IRS can get their tax money. The percentage might be 4.5% at age 78, but by age 80, it's 4.95%. By age 83, it's 5.65%. By age 86, it's about 6.25%. And by age 92, if he lives that long, it'll be about 9.26%. And this table continues to go on and ratchets up. And eventually, if you live to your 100 or older, it's going to be well over 10%, approaching 15%, that you'll have to take out of your retirement accounts to meet the required minimum distribution. And what happens with this extra income is that it pushes Mark into the next tax bracket when you count his Social Security. So wealth decision risk number two, this extra income also triggers what's called IRMA. This isn't your late aunt. IRMA surcharges are Medicare premium penalties for high income retirees. An extra $120,000 in retirement income could add $5,000 to $6,000 annually in Medicare premiums. IRMA surcharges are basically a tax on having saved too much money in the wrong accounts. But Lisa, she has no required minimum distributions ever. Her money grows tax-free, and she controls exactly when and how much to withdraw. So here's wealth decision principle number two. RMDs turn your retirement account into a government-controlled annuity with tax brackets as your payment schedule. So still ahead, how Mark's larger account in terms of his legacy gets cut in half by taxes, and the simple strategy that could have prevented this entire situation. Plus, three actionable steps you can take today. This next segment is what I call the legacy disaster. Let's fast forward to the end of the 25-year journey. Both Lisa and Mark have passed away. Lisa's account, despite starting smaller, has grown to about $3.8 million. Mark's account is about $4.2 million. Again, you know, Mark's account looks better. He looks better off, right? Wrong again. Mark's heirs inherit about a $1.6 million tax bill. So this leads me to wealth decision risk number three. Under current rules, non-spouse beneficiaries must withdraw inherited traditional IRAs or 401ks within 10 years. And depending on their income, most likely they're working, and that could bump them up to the next tax bracket. They could pay 32 or even 37% in federal taxes, plus some potential state taxes depending on the state that they live in. That $4.2 million becomes potentially only $2.6 million after taxes. But Lisa's heirs, they inherit $3.8 million tax-free. They can stretch it, invest it, or spend it with no tax consequences. So the final tally is Lisa's family receives about $1.2 million more than Mark's family, despite Mark starting with $550,000 more and saved more diligently through his entire career. So this brings us to the third wealth principle. In retirement planning, it's not what you save, it's what you keep after the IRS takes their cut. So let's look at the total damage. Let's add up Mark's total tax burden over 25 years. He pays about an extra $380,000 in regular income taxes on his withdrawals. He pays an additional $85,000 from forced RMDs. And he pays about $75,000 in IRMA surcharges on his Medicare premiums, which is a total extra cost of about $540,000. That's exactly the amount Mark thought he had as an advantage at the start. His head start became his anchor. Plus, his heirs will have to pay about $1.4 million in taxes over the 10-year stretch at the 32% tax bracket, leaving them with almost half of Mark's legacy. Coming up, three specific actions you can take right now to avoid Mark's situation, even if you just retired. So here's what you can do today. First, Roth conversions. If you're in a low tax bracket now, convert some of your traditional IRA money to Roth IRA money. Pay the taxes today to avoid higher taxes tomorrow, if you think rates are going up like most people do. This will also help you have less money in IRAs to avoid those higher RMDs. And even Mark could have started partially converting his 401ks or IRAs at 62 and spread the tax impact. And he would do that simply by looking at how much room is in his tax bracket and convert that amount each year over a period of time. And number two, put your growth investments in your Roth accounts and your more conservative investments in your traditional accounts. Let your highest growth potential compound tax-free. And third, plan your tax bracket. Work with an advisor to model different withdrawal strategies, and sometimes taking slightly more from traditional accounts early can save massive taxes later. So if you do have a combination of Roth assets and pre-tax assets, you may want to take from your pre-tax accounts first and let those Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks continue to compound tax-free. The key insight is tax planning is not just about this year's return. It's about the next 30 years of your financial life. You know, the difference between Lisa and Mark wasn't luck. It was a strategy. Don't let the IRS become your biggest beneficiary. So here's my challenge. If you're 58, 60, or 62, project out what your retirement balances are going to be at 73 now. Now, that's the current RMD age. But by the time you retire, if you retire 10 years from now or 15 years from now, that RMD age most likely will be 75. Calculate what your potential tax liability would be later in retirement. And you can find the RMD table by doing a Google search. You'll find a uniform RMD table. Now, if you're shocked by these numbers, it's time to start acting. It's time to start thinking about doing a partial conversion strategy of your IRAs or 401ks into a Roth IRA. Look how much room is in your tax bracket and do a partial conversion strategy over a period of 5, 8, or 10 years. Don't wait until you're 73 and trapped by RMDs. If you'd like to schedule a tax efficiency review, get in touch with me on my website at MomentousWealthAdvisors.com, and I'd be glad to show you what it's going to look like with your current situation and what you can do about it. Next week, I'm going to be talking about the most asked question I get as a financial advisor: should I pay off my mortgage before I retire or keep investing? Until then, make every wealth decision count. And I'd love if you pre-ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. You can find the pre-order link in the description of this podcast. And if you found this information in this video valuable, please share it with a friend, like, subscribe, share it on social media. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond so that people can live a richer life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.